long. For exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger Fan Sweepstakes, and more. And UWL Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. No score between the Badgers and Lakers with 7:03 remaining in the first period in this semifinal of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Good crowd here on hand tonight. A reminder that the Badgers will be playing again tomorrow night. No matter the result here in this game, they'll be playing tomorrow at 7:30 out at Fiserv Forum here again. Love to see you out here, or you can join us again all across the Badger Radio Network. Shot from the point by Vorlicki, goes off the back wall. Bantle tracks it down, has it on his backhand, slides it to Vorlicki, hops over a stick at the blue line, and Michael left to retreat inside his own zone. Drops it for Kuhlman's, a dangerous pass at that, but Kuhlman's able to get control of it. Plays it ahead to Gorniak, just in over the line. Gorniak cuts to the middle, bounces off his stick towards the middle. Bantle in it all alone, a backhander is denied as Leggenegger is able to stop that one. And we might be turning back the clock to Mr. Bantle, who went a long stretch the season before he got his first goal with a lot of quality chances, wasn't able to finish that one off.
Little pop fly, sends it on the backhand. Puck was loose, tried to swat it on his forehand. That's why those goalies have all that big padding. Guys like Bantle are in there hacking and chopping at him.
It was a chance that kind of came out of nowhere for Carson Bantle. But it was a chance at that. Dexheimer off the draw. Plays it up front to Caulfield, who shoots it from point-blank range just wide of the net on the blocker side of Leggenegger. Play continues in the offensive zone for the Badgers. No score as of yet. Lucius plays it to Caulfield. He's tied up behind the net. Lucius gets control of the puck. Centering pass. He throws a backhand no-look right out front. And DeSaint Fall puts it on net but is turned aside by Leggenegger.
Hit the handle of the goaltender stick.
DeSaint Fall tied up along the far boards. Kicks it from his skates to his stick. Able to get it back to the blue line. Lotch's shot is blocked. It goes to the far boards. A chance for the Lakers to clear. They can't do a suit initially, and then Jakob Bergstrom along the near side gets it out to center ice. Dexheimer controls for the Badgers now. Plays it up the middle to Lucius. Lucius tries to dance around a Laker right up the middle, has his pocket picked, and Lake State will dump it in over the head of Jared Moe and go for a change. Lotch goes to get it out of his own zone. Emerges from behind the net. Looking, waiting as the Badgers finish up a change as well. 5:30 and counting to go in the opening period of play. No score between the Badgers and Lake Superior State. Liam Malmquist with a head of steam gets it into the offensive zone as he plays it off the wall. Races after it on the forecheck. He's tied up but can't get control of the puck. Timo Bakos will get it out to center ice, and the Lakers emerge. A pass towards the middle. They find a streaking player down the middle, and that's Dawson Tritt, who lifts the backhander just over the top of Moe and the net. Here comes Malmquist the other way. Two-on-two rush. He's got a man up front in Newton. Malmquist is knocked down and never got the pass away. End-to-end we go. Tritt has it roll off his stick at center ice, but it's still controlled by the Lakers. Wrist shot goes wide of the net off the backboard. It bounces around lively boards. It'll come out from behind that net quickly. You got to be awake as Jared Moe was there. The Badgers get it out to center ice, and Lake Superior State will regroup. Kacharik in his own zone. They pass it around and work it ahead through center ice. Posa will play it in. Moe steers it right back out of the zone. Erdahl from his skates to his stick. He's tied up as he gets into the offensive line, but Stang takes over. Fans on the first centering pass attempt. It's lifted over Erdahl, and in fact over the glass and out of play, bringing a stoppage with 4:29 remaining in the opening period.
Well, it was good energy, but just not finishing. I don't know if the puck's bouncing or whether hands are nervous or what it is, but Stang has had a couple pretty good opportunities to either make a clear-cut pass or take a good shot, and for whatever reason, it seems to bobble on him.
OR stations across the Badger Radio Network. A legal ID. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And in 10 seconds, the Badgers just had another bad turnover in their own zone, and luckily were able to dodge that bullet, and they come back on the attack. Here's Stang in the offensive zone. Sharp angle shot, throws it right on net, and Ethan Leggenegger makes the save and hangs on with 4:05 to go. No score between the Badgers and Lakers here in this semifinal. Winner to get Clarkston tomorrow in the championship game of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff.
Wisconsin is outshot 2-1, basically, 10-5, shots on goal. And I think a lot of those have been created by one faceoffs, which they lead at a point of 11-6.
And now it's 11-7 as the Lakers control that face-off, but at center ice, Lacho wrists it right back in. Badgers, in fact, fifth in the NCAA with a 54.5 face-off win percentage. That's second best in the Big Ten. Of course, Owen Lindmark, one of the top face-off men in the country, and certainly the best on the Badger team. Badgers break up a centering pass in their own zone. Nice effort by Bantle to dive, and with his long body and long reach, able to jab the puck out to center ice. Percelli along the near boards for the Lakers. He'll wrist it in. Around the boards it goes. Mo has it hop over a stick behind the net. Kerr helps it along into the skates of Gorniak, and Gorniak gets the feet moving. Has it chopped off his stick, however, as he was getting to the offensive zone. And Bengston will play it away. Percelli out at center ice. Picked off by Kerr. He lifts it into the air. It's deflected by Tritt out of play, and so a stoppage. Now the clock says 3:16 to go in the first.
And not much action. I mean, not many good scoring opportunities. Let's put it that way. There's been a lot of neutral zone play, a lot of turnovers in the neutral zone, a couple potential breakaways that were there. Not showing for it because of good back-checking by the Badgers and good back-checking by Lake State.
Badgers coached, of course, by Tony Granato. Lake Superior State by Damon Witten, who was hired back in the spring of 2014. Led the Lakers to a WCHA title in the 2020-21 season and their first NCAA tournament bid in 25 years. They've got 74 wins over the last 4 years. It's the most in a 25-year span for Lake Superior State as he tries to return this program to some glory that it had in the late 80s and early 90s, especially when they won three national championships. The Lakers get it into the offensive zone. A scoreless game between the Badgers and Lake Superior State. Vigani along the near side, throws it towards Mo, blockers it aside, it bounces high into the air, and another one of those six-footers the puck on his stick. A lot of those, and that's Logan Genowine, and he puts it on Mo, and it goes out of play. And there'll be a faceoff in the Badger zone.
Even with 2:32 left here in the first period, the Badgers are guilty of when Lake State kind of sits back and waits for the rebound, you'll notice that all four of the Badger players turn towards the puck and then they turn towards where it is. Have some anticipation, gentlemen.
Badgers and Lake Superior State, I'm sure, trying to shake off a little bit of the holiday rust. It's been a couple of weeks since they've had game action and get back into that regular routine, even of practices and who's there and who isn't. But it's a challenge for everybody at this time of year, that's for sure. Sometimes it's like who makes the least mistakes might be the team that wins. Kuhlemans from a sharp angle throws it on net. It's steered aside. It comes around the boards. Actually, Kuhlemans was going to pick up his stick. Didn't know the puck was coming right past him. Newton keeps it in. Then he's knocked down to the ice. Comes back to Newton. A one-timer, and that's kicked aside by Legenegger. Good chance there for the Badgers, and Newton's been involved in a couple of them tonight.
The hometown boy, has gotten more scoring opportunities than anybody.
Sure, he's got a few family and friends here as well. He's battled trying to get into the lineup, battled some illness this year, as a number of players have, and the Badgers can certainly use everything he can give this team here tonight against Lake Superior State. Wristed into the zone by Malmquist. He'll head off on a change. Around the boards it goes. A centering pass out front is picked off by Lucius, and the Lakers come the other way. First shot attempt is denied. Lotch will chip it along the near boards. Lucius now gets control of it for Wisconsin. Getting ahead of steam through the neutral zone. In over the line, has his pocket picked from behind. He didn't know the back checker coming, and that was Jack Jeffers, the Alabama Huntsville transfer. And that allows Lake Superior State to get control of it, and they'll break it out to center ice now, where Jeffers has it. He'll play it softly into the far corner, right where that door has a habit of opening up from time to time unexpectedly. Pass for Stang. He didn't see it coming. Mo makes the initial save on the turnover, and the rebound luckily just bounces away and couldn't be controlled by anyone. Now the Badgers get it in the offensive zone. Stang cuts to the middle to his backhand. Sam Stang can't put it on it. It comes to Lucius. His shot is blocked. He had a wide open net, but a Laker diving in front of him blocked the shot, and that's Benito Posa.
Ugh.
The Lakers do finally get control of the puck as Willits will play it back behind his own net. Gives it to Bankston now. Bankston around the boards out to center ice. Percelli tries a centering pass in the middle, and that's denied. Back comes Lucius, collects a long pass. Lucius again has his pocket picked from behind. Look at that clock going off in his head and knowing that he doesn't have as much time as he might think he has, because there are back checkers coming, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're not going to give up just because he's got the puck.
Lakers control it in their own zone. Played ahead by Bankston at center ice. It's backhanded in to the Badgers zone by Jared Westcott. And a penalty coming here on the Badgers as Jared Moe touches it up with just 19.1 on the clock in period number one. Still no score.
Jack Gorniak It was pretty obvious, Jack. You got your stick in between his legs, and then you spun him down to the ice. That's, I don't know, he won't get 4 minutes, 2 minutes for tripping and 2 minutes for not getting all 3 feet tied, but he will get 2 minutes for tripping with 19.1 seconds left here in the period. And unfortunately, the faceoff deep in the Badger zone.
I get it. That's a rodeo thing you just did on me there, didn't you? All right, see, I'm catching up to some of those.
Didn't hog tie.
Western Canada type references. Off the faceoff, it comes to Kuhlemans. He gives it to Vorlicki. Vorlicki will lift it high into the air and gets the puck all the way down the ice as it rolls on its edge in the Lakers zone below the goal line. As the Badgers try to kill off the final few seconds here of the opening period of play in the start of this Lakers power play. They'll bring it out of the zone as Jack Jeffers brings it to the line, sends it on to Moe, who makes the save. And the horn sounds, ending the opening 20 minutes of action. And it is, as we started, no score between the Badgers and Lakers. Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. No score between the Badgers and the Lakers. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next from Phi Surf Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily trucking driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers so far and Lake Superior State scoreless after 20 minutes of action. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next here from Phi Surf Forum in downtown Milwaukee at the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
Taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know I'm Mr. Stella's
Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 39. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Scoreless after 20 minutes of action between the Badgers and Lake Superior State in this semifinal at the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off as we begin our Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Ian, it's that age-old question, rest versus rust sort of thing, and certainly hear about it at this time of year for a team, and we certainly saw some signs of it there with whether it was turnovers or different things, but the Badgers also had some quality chances at the other end. Robbie Newton had a couple of them for Wisconsin.
Yeah, Robbie Newton had a couple really good opportunities. I think Sam Stang would be the other person you would put up there at the top of the list with offensive opportunities. The goaltender has played well for Lake State. You never see him really panic or get out of position, and they've shot it into him or shot it wide, so it's 6-1, half dozen of the other as far as the success is concerned. But you're right. All of a sudden, you think you're in game shape position or conditioning, and then you turn around and out of nowhere, you're halfway through your shift, and you know you should be doing something, and you're going, yeah, I don't know if I can do that now, right now. So I think people got caught out in long shifts more so than anything else, and when they did get caught out on lost shifts, they got into a situation where they found themselves being trapped deep and couldn't get back.
And then it's a question of how long until your legs, until your hands, until you're back up to game speed. Obviously, the sooner the better is what you're looking for. Is 20 minutes of play in one period enough to find it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they had a couple brisk practices on, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Not a real big situation for them, I don't think, because the break was relatively short when you think about it. And you know, it was volunteer, come and skate during final exams if you wanted to. But fact of the matter being is that regardless, it's like anything. They say it's like riding a bike. You get back into it right away, but that's not really the case. The human body doesn't work that way.
When our Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report continues here from Fiserv Forum, we'll get you the stats and get you ready for period number two in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off between the Badgers and Lake Superior State. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hurry into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for over 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get yours today and save big money on Delta faucets right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back inside Fiserv Forum in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, where after 20 minutes of action is as we started. No score between the Badgers and Lake Superior State, winner to advance to tomorrow's championship game against Clarkson here in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Looking at the stats from that opening period of play, the Badgers put 13 shots on goal, Lake Superior State with 9. Power plays, Lake Superior State had 2 in that first period. One of them was, they got about half of it before that was negated by a penalty the Lakers took for too many men on the ice. They're 0 for 2 with 3 shots on goal. The Badgers didn't put a shot on goal in their one power play that they did have. That was 58 seconds long. Saves in that opening period. Jared Moe, 9 for the Badgers. And Ethan Legenegger had 13 for Lake Superior State. Anything stand out to you from the stats or the way the play went that first period? The Badgers also controlled in the faceoff dot, dominating there 14-7.
Yeah, they did a good job of controlling the puck in the offensive zone. Again, it's the blue line, offensive zone blue line turnovers that have killed them for most of the year, and it's continued here into the first game of the second half, I guess you would call it. But you get into a situation where as long as they keep winning battles along the boards, you're okay with it. But when you lose battles and get caught out of position, that's when you really have to clamp down on these young men.
Badgers have some good history in Milwaukee. They've won 9 of 15 tournament titles in Milwaukee, 8 of those coming in the Bradley Center, and then the other last year here at Fiserv Forum in the inaugural Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Of course, the most meaningful tournament the Badgers won here in the Brew City, the 2006 National Championship, the program's 6th national title. Looking to make it 2 in a row here in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, and we'll get to period number 2 when we return to the Cole Center, return to Fiserv Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And the teams are returning to the ice here at Fiserv Forum, getting ready for period number two. You know, normally our Badgers in the pro segment, we talk about a Badger player, former Badger, now in the NHL, scoring some goals, making some saves, winning games, whatever it might be. But a unique Badger in the pro segment, I think, is deserved this week, Ian. Former Badger football player, NHL Hall of Famer to be J.J. Watt, announced this week that this will be his last season, his 12th season in the NFL. He is set to retire. And how that ties into hockey is that I can't think of J.J. Watt and not think of him at the Blake Jeffrion charity event each year, including the year they had it in Le Bon Arena, where J.J. Watt was one of the guest stars that came out, and he did a penalty shot breakaway where he came in and let one fly. He laced up the skates, came out on the ice. Of course, he was a youth hockey player growing up in the Pewaukee area here, a suburb of Milwaukee. So I'm sure JJ is retiring from the NFL so he can now focus his attention on playing in the NHL someday. Or maybe not.
And how much eggnog did you have at Christmas?
A little bit, but I will not forget the sight of seeing JJ come streaking down the ice on those skates. That was a large man coming in to let a slapshot go. Puck is dropped, and we are underway with period number two here at Fiserv Forum in a scoreless game between the Badgers and Lake Superior State. But
and the
all
Badgers
jokes
are shorthanded, by the way.
They are shorthanded for another 122 in the tripping penalty to Jack Gorniak. Bringing it out of his own zone, Percelli. He'll bring it into the Badger end. Around the boards it goes, back below the goal line, behind the net. Vorlicky had it momentarily. It's poked away off his stick. Stang trying to get to it. Can't lift it out of the zone. Kuhlemans ties up his man. Continues to joust for it. Stang watching closely. It'll squirt back behind the net. Vorlicky on his backhand. Steers it ahead and gets it to Lindmark, who will wrist it all the way down the ice. And the Badgers can get a change here with now 50 seconds to go in the Lake Superior State power play. Lakers bring it to center ice and into the offensive zone as they look to try to set it up here. Around the boards it goes. Comes to Percelli along the near side. He'll play it off the back wall around the boards to the far side. Still trying to get some power play zone time established. The Badgers get it out to center ice. Long diving attempt by Mersch clears the zone, and then another one steers it to the near side as the Badgers captain follows up on it. His fellow forward Stang gets off on a change, and now Mersch will retreat to the bench. Wasn't sure at first, and now does hop over the boards. Badgers break it up at center ice and dump it right back in as Lindmark races after it, fresh off from the bench.
What do they call it? Yes, no, but don't give me a maybe.
He gave the sign with the glove, was skating backwards towards the bench, and then thought, maybe I better stay out here. And so that moment hesitation thankfully didn't cost the Badgers. A center pass comes right up front, and a nice block shot, and a painful one at that by LeMaster. Here comes Gorniak the other way on his forehand side. Save is made. He tried to pull it to the back end, couldn't do so. Dexheimer holds it at the line, keeps it in the zone as the final seconds tick away, and the Badgers are now at full strength. LeMaster with a great shot block out front was slow to get up to the ice, and now the Lakers bring it in on the attack. Centering pass is denied. Gorniak jabs at it, gets it back behind his own net. Dexheimer is there. His long pass goes right up the middle past everybody. Nobody could get to it, and the officials wave off the icing call here. So the Badgers, no harm done.
Ugh.
Other than the frustration that it brings to Ian there on the pass that was to nowhere. Caulfield plays it deeper in his own zone to Vorlicky. Snaps a pass to Lucius at the blue line. Lucius ahead to DeSafe Fall. Gets it in over the offensive blue line. A little saucer pass to Caulfield, who wrist shot off the post and scores! Brock Caulfield, he's done it before here in this building and in that net. And he gets the Badgers on the board. They lead it 1-0.
I think it might be a Caulfield trait that, you know, that one went high right-hand corner. I just don't... I remember some other guy that named Caulfield that could put it there too. Nice play at the blue line. Brock took his time, waited until there was significant traffic in front of the goaltender, that traffic being Cruz Lucius and two defenders from Lake Superior State. Caulfield with the big first goal of the tournament for Wisconsin.
As you mentioned, two Lakers were coming out towards Caulfield, and then it was Connor Milbourne out front providing a screen, an unwanted one, along with Lucius, and Caulfield snaps it off the far post. And the Badgers have a 1-0 lead here in this semifinal in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff as they're matched up here with Lake Superior State. Winner gets Clarkson in the championship game tomorrow. Badgers get into the offensive zone. Bantle tied up along the near boards. It gets past Vorlicki and a chance for Boudon into the offensive zone. Has it stripped from behind, and Gorniak has it now. He'll circle around in the slot, bring it out of his own zone, play a pass ahead off the stick of Bantle. It was indeed touched, so no icing call here. It goes around the boards. Hinman takes it to the far side. A collection of bodies are there to greet him. It's tied up and then jabbed at and poked all the way back into the Badger end where Jugnauth has it for Wisconsin. He'll play it off the near boards right under the tape of Mersch. Mersch is tied up, couldn't get a pass to anybody. And it's scooped up by Dawson Tritt. Tritt spun around on the forecheck by Mersch along the near boards. Finally, the Lakers able to collect it, play it off the boards as Genowine gets it out to center ice and into the Badger end. A turnover, Tritt looking for some help, sends it to the far side, a shot right on. Jared Moe slides over, gets the chest on it, turning aside the bid from Vengiani. Badgers bring it back in on the attack, but Newton slips up, loses control of the puck, and then slams face first in the boards. That allows the Lakers to counter the other way. Play broken up right in the high slot. Badgers will send it all the way down the ice and get an icing call here, but they need a chance to collect their breath here for just a moment.
If there was a time to take an icing call, this is the time to take it. And you just got this feeling where they were discombobulated, my favorite new term, deep into the zone. And as they got turned down, we had two Badger forwards down in the corner. It was basically a 5-on-3 coming back into the zone. And for whatever reason, the Badgers ended up getting into a situation where taking that icing call relieved a ton of pressure.
Scoring first hasn't been the magic elixir for the Badgers this season. Just 3-4 when they do get the first goal of the game, though you'd rather have it than not, obviously. Zach Erdahl collects the puck in front of his own bench, brings it into the offensive zone. Turns, looks, slides it back towards the point. Dexheimer had it, couldn't control it. Then his pass goes right through the slot. Nobody home, and it'll go all the way back into the Badger zone where Jared Moe will stop it behind his own net. Looks, plays it to Dexheimer, who had trouble coming right on top of him, and so he had to get it away from Harrison Roy, and Lotch plays it out to center ice. It's dumped in to the offensive zone. The Lakers netminder Ethan Langenegger stops it, looks to try to play a pass. It's deflected along the near boards. Percelli at center ice. First bid is denied by Lotch. Lotch keeps wristing at it, can't get control of it, plays it back in his own zone to Lucius. Dangerous pass to Lotch. Another little soft one in his own zone. Where's that the term sometimes? Up and out, up and out. Here comes Erdahl in on the attack. One move too many on the stick handle and had it roll right off his stick. It'll squirt back towards the point. Vorlicki can't get to it in time. Kuhlman's back in his own zone. Wheels towards the middle. Cuts in front of Jared Moe. Puts a pass onto the tape of Lucius. Gets it right back. Kuhlman's into the offensive zone looking for some help. His wrist shot is blocked. Goes to the corner. The Lakers play it along the far boards. But Bantle was there and had it go right through his stick. Thought Bantle was going to scoop that one up and head towards the net. Percelli with it now for the Lakers. His cross-ice pass bounces off the stick of Boudon. Behind the net, a centering pass goes right through the slot and all the way back out of the zone off the tape of Kerchark. Lakers control it inside their own zone. Huggins will play it off the near boards into the Badgers zone. Vorlicki is there, waiting. Vorlicki will play it to the far side. Can Lindmark get there in time? Helps it along. Followed up, he's hit by a couple of Lakers, still trying to dig it free out of the skates. His six bodies are all over there. Nobody can get control of it. Finally, Vorlicki has it, takes it behind the net, getting away from a check from behind. Vorlicki now has his pocket picked by that check.
Hooking.
And there's a good back check there, but a little too aggressive because a hooking call is coming on Benito Poza.
Yeah, and I think if he would have gotten even just a chip shot into the zone, I think that Vorlicki wouldn't have drawn that penalty. But it looks like Poza, who put his hand, you'll notice that his stick goes right up underneath the hands and turns him to the side, and he causes a turnover of the puck. That's a hooking call. Legit.
Benito Poza, 6'1", 190-pound forward out of Flint, Michigan, whose dad played pro hockey for a number of years, including one season with the Chicago Blackhawks in 85-86. Poza's going to get the box here. And the Badgers will get a Quartz power play up 1-0, looking to try to add to their advantage. Had a brief power play in the opening period, were unable to get a shot on net. DeSaint Fall holds it at the blue line off his skate, plays it off the boards, but it's picked off by Dawson Tritt. He'll get it out of the zone with a little help on the pass over to Jake Willits, who plays it down to Jared Moe. Kuhlman scoops it up from behind his own net. Kuhlman somehow gets around the check. It looked like he took the tougher of the angles, but he still emerged around the forechecker with the puck. And the Badgers now set it up in the offensive zone. Cruz Lucius along the far boards. Plays it back to Kuhlman's inside the line. Wrist shot through traffic, bouncing around. Rebound is loose. Caulfield on his knees, trying to lift the backhander. Couldn't do so. Kuhlman's with a kick save at the blue line and a beauty. A nice pass as well to get it to Lucius. Lucius over to DeSaint Fall on the near side. Has a man up front and he gets it to him. Bentle scores. A power play tally. It's 2-0 Badgers.
That was a lot of luck and some good hand-eye coordination or foot-eye coordination if you're talking about Corson Kuhlman.
He made the save at the blue line to keep it in the zone, then made a nifty pass to get it to Lucius, who made a nice pass of his own to get it to DeSaint Fall, who made another nice pass onto Bantlestick. His deflection with the backhander didn't have enough energy or inertia to get it over the goal line, but Bantle was there all alone to follow up. And if you don't succeed the first time, try again. Bantle has his third goal of the season, and the Badgers have a 2-0 lead. 12:50 to go in the second period. Badgers up by a pair now here thanks to the Quartz power play tally. They dump it into the offensive zone. Malmquist can't get to it in time. It squirts past Lotch and out to center ice. Newton with it. He'll play it over to Dexheimer. Dexheimer through the neutral zone. Cross ice pass onto the stick of Malmquist. Long wrist shot right on net. And it's gloved out of the air by Ethan Langenegger, and he'll hang on. Yeah, that was one that had a couple of nice plays on it, three or four, between the save by Kuhlman's and the finish by Bantle, and it gives the Badgers that two-goal lead.
And I got a feeling that if Carson Bantle would have missed that one, ouch.
he might have heard from a couple of guys who were looking for an assist on that one for sure. That's when you could go all the way back to Kuhlman's to start that assist. But DeSaint Fall and Lucius getting the assist on the goal for Bantle.
I didn't see Cruz touch that puck. I thought it went from Kuhlman's.
Kuhlman's kept it in. Kuhlman's then got it to Lucius.
Okay.
Who walked down the middle and got it off to DeSaint Fall, who found Bantle on the far post.
The most impressive part of the whole play was the guy who didn't get the assist.
Yes, Kuhlman's both with a kick save and then the nice first pass to get it going. Here's Malmquist on the attack. Sharp angle shot. Save is made off the shoulder of the netminder, Ethan Langenegger, and then finally it bounces away to the far side. Malmquist hit from behind, trying to find the puck, trips up his man, comes to the near boards, goes past Lotch and all the way back into the Badger zone. Dexheimer will be the first one there for Wisconsin.
That puck laid in front of the goaltender for just a little bit after Malmquist. It was a sheer brute strength battle between the huge defenseman from Lake State and Michael Mersch.
Dexheimer in over the line, gets to the Stang. Nice backhand pass right at the middle. Finds Lucius. Lucius to Jugnauth, who cranks one, a one-timer that goes wide of the net. Around the board this goes. It's held by Dexheimer at the line. Down low to Stang, who loses control of it. And now the Lakers rush it the other way. Long shot sent right in on net. Jared Moe makes the easy save off the bid by Jordan Vernegi. Badgers controlling up by two as we near the midway point here of the second period. Tipped off the stick by Ertl, deep into the offensive zone. Lakers with a chance to clear at the line. Kerr swats at it in front of his own bench. He'll wrist it back in. The Badgers have to touch up on the delayed offside call, and they're in the middle of a line change here. 11 minutes to go in the second period in his own zone. Jugnauth plays it ahead, deflected by Stang to Bantle. Bantle in over the line, a delayed offside call coming here on the Badgers. I believe Gorniak was in a stride ahead of the action, and it's finally whistled down.
I just breathed a sigh of relief as Jugnauth had the puck and was going to make one of those little dipsy doodle moves against against a Lake State player. Instead, he pulled it to his forehand and shot a pass right up the middle on the tape. I was like, yeah, that's the way you got to do it, young man.
Hey, Badger fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Face-off at center ice, controlled by the Badgers. Caulfield will get it over to Gare, who lifts it into the offensive zone. Held by Vorlicki only momentarily at the line. De St. Fall following up, gets it in, but Lucius has to touch up to avoid the offside call. Vorlicki now controls it at center and then back in his own zone. Gets it off to LeMaster. Nice cross-ice pass, finds Brock Caulfield. Caulfield lifts it high into the air in the middle, and there's another kick save attempt. This one off the boot of Matthew De St. Fall. He'll jab at it with his stick and get it down low to Lucius. Goes through Caulfield. Puck was loose momentarily. In fact, it actually still is loose. The netminder, Legenager, thinks it's under his glove, but the puck was going in the slot as the referee blew the whistle.
I think that's where the referee thought it was, too. That's why he blew the whistle, is it was in the glove. There was a little poke check in front by Caulfield, but the fact of the matter being is that when the whistle blows, play's dead, cooler heads will prevail, and the Badgers will make a change, as will Lake State.
I mentioned before that getting that first goal wasn't the magic mix for the Badgers this season in their wins, but in scoring on the power play, it certainly is. Of their seven victories this season, six of them they've scored on the power play. So 6-4 this year entering tonight when getting a power play goal as they did a moment ago thanks to Bantle.
Oh!
Badger sent it out of the zone, wrist it right into the Lakers bench, and everybody needs to duck for cover. Hopefully everybody had the mask down and was covered up. That was a one that was whistling and had some steam on it as it went into the bench.
I think it hit one of the players in the shoulder or the forearm. I'm not sure who it was, but you know, if he would have tried to embarrass LeMaster after that shot, he would have just thrown it back out on the ice and said, put some heat on it next time.
Yeah. Off the draw, the Lakers steer it well wide of Jared Moe. Comes back to the point. Bergstrom's shot is tipped out front, deflected by Boudon, and Moe makes the save. Along the near side, Badgers get it out. Bantle has to look for it. It's in his sweater. Finally, he drops it down to the ice and plays it to the far side. Gorniak is there, but he's pinned up against the wall. Lindmark follows up, takes it behind the net. Centerman plays it back to the point. With a shot through traffic, goes just wide of the net. And finally, the Lakers get control of it, and Westcott with a chance to play it out to center ice. Picked off by Lindmark. He'll slide it over to Lotch. Lotch at his own blue line ahead to Gorniak, tips it into the zone, and the Badgers will go to work on the forecheck. Leading it 2-0 with 9:25 to go in the second period here of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. It's the Badgers and Lake Superior State. Lotch plays it into the offensive zone. Off the far boards, it'll be collected up by Henriksen. And a chance for the Lakers to break it out of their own zone. Long lead pass, cross ice, finds Jenna Wine, who tips it in at the line but couldn't get it deep. Broke it up momentarily, and back on the rush comes Rolson. Rolson has it knocked off a stick by Mersch, and they collide along the forwards. Brett Rolson, his father Dwayne, played in the NHL for 14 years as a goaltender for a number of teams, including for my Minnesota Wild. I looked down, saw that name, and I went, wait a minute, I know that guy. In fact, that's his son.
Kind of a hockey name.
It is, and Dwayne played at Lake Superior State, so they've got correct some connections with this program. Lotch in his own zone, tried to play it behind his own net to Jugnauth, but it's picked off as the Lakers keep it in. Down two, looking to try to get on the board. Here are the Lakers. A pass from behind the net by Jenawine is picked off, and the Badgers will emerge with a rush the other way. Newton looking for some help, gets it to Mersch, fumbles it in his skates, gets control of it, dumps it in, and the Badgers will head off on a change. 8:20 to go in the second period, 2-0 Badgers. Erdahl alone on the forecheck. Jenawine will play it deeper in his own zone as the Lakers try to regroup. Swing it to the near side and a chance to get out for Huggins. He plays it ahead, and the Lakers emerge. In over the Badger line. Comes to the high slot. Oh. A wrist shot that goes over the top of Jared Moe's shoulder off the stick of Rollison.
That was a whipper, boy.
I'm not sure.
Got a penalty coming.
Moe was down, was trying to raise his shoulder and be as tall as he could from his knees. And luckily for the Badgers, Rollison sent it over top of the net.
Yeah.
Penalty call coming here. They're going to get a timeout. And when we return, Lake Superior State will be on the man advantage. 2-0 the Badgers lead. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy.
It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badgers on top of Lake Superior State 2-0, but their penalty kill unit will be put to the test here now with 7:59 to go in the second period as Lake Superior State goes on the man advantage. Anthony Kerr getting the penalty for Wisconsin, a tripping call. So he's in the box for 2 minutes as the Badger penalty kill unit, which is without one of its best penalty killers, Jack Horbach, who is back home sick with mononucleosis. So Owen Lindmark here called upon to pull some heavy duty, and he wins the draw, which helps to start, and then it's wristed towards us. It wasn't from the angle we were looking, it looked like it might reach us up here in the press box, but
yeah, it launched it.
Never got it out of the zone. Lake Superior State controls, gets it back to the blue line as they set up the power play. Willits plays it to the far side as the Lakers control. Boudin on the near side. Boudin sends it across ice as they set up the man advantage. A sharp angle shot right on to Moe, who makes the save, denying Percelli. And the Badgers get a chance to regroup here, having killed off the first 20 seconds of the tripping call, or if you read it from the scoreboard, clipping penalty, not tripping, as it says up there.
You mispronounced Boudin. You said poutine.
No,
yeah,
I did
had
not
that
say
on your
poutine.
Mind.
No.
Yes, you did.
I'm not that Canadian. No, sorry, Bob. I want to call him Boudon, but it's Boudon is his
Boudon.
Name.
Boudin.
And you're right, poutine is probably sitting somewhere in the back of my head. Badgers play it all the way down the ice, and a penalty call coming here on the Lakers. And so just like in the first period when Lake Superior State had a power play that was wiped out when they took a too many men on the ice penalty, the same will happen here thanks to a cross-checking call, or an interference call, excuse me.
Timo Bacchus. What happened is Lindmark shoved the puck down, punched it by him. He kind of stick out his leg and then trips him. And maybe this will be a clipping, too.
Timo, the sophomore out of Augsburg, Germany, whose father played 18 years of professional hockey in Germany, including as part of the German 2010 Olympic team. That Olympics, of course, in Vancouver. So face-off in Lake Superior State zone with 1:24 remaining in the, we'll call it tripping, even though the scoreboard wants to call it a clipping. Somebody's been watching too much football. Lakers here control it off the face-off, and we'll send it in the Badger zone as Harrison Roy dumps it in. Goes behind the net along the far side, jab that, poke that, can't get it out. Roy with a check. It comes back to the point to Rolison. Rolison tees one up. That goes high and wide of the net. Jared Moe looking to find it from his knees, and luckily it went wide of the cage. Lotch stops behind the net with control of it as the Badgers will break it out of their own zone. 55 seconds remaining in the Badger penalty. 1:30 in the interference call to Lake Superior State. Shot right on the rush by Lucius. Pad save is made by the netminder Langenegger. And the Lakers clear it out to center ice. Jakob Bengtsson brings it in the zone, sends it cross ice as the Lakers looking to try to get on the scoreboard here in this 4-on-4 opportunity. Percelli puts one right on. Jared Moe makes the save, and he'll leave no rebound.
Well, a positive part about that entire play was the fact that look at both the defensemen for Wisconsin. Both take a man, guy right in front. One takes a man. Dexheimer kind of like, yeah, I guess I should be back there. He thought Sam Stang was going to be there, but I like the fact that it's 2-on-2 coverage down below. Just makes it that much harder for the opposition to get any good scoring opportunities.
You know, there's an old adage in hockey that a two-goal lead is one of the more dangerous leads in hockey. We certainly saw that last year in this event where the Badgers trailed 2-0 in one game and rallied to win. They led 2-0 in one game and lost that lead, but won anyway as well. They lead it here 2-0 tonight here against Lake Superior State with now 6:15 to go in the second. Jack Gorniak with a head of steam through the neutral zone. Gloves it down, tried to get it to a stick, couldn't control it. Below the goal line, he's bounced up against the boards, pins the puck in his skates, now looking for some help. Gorniak spun around, loses the battle for the puck, and Huggins gets it out to center ice. Here comes Percelli with a head of steam. Vorlicki checking him, knocks the puck off his stick. It goes behind the net. Glove down by Stang, and he'll bring it out for Wisconsin. Badgers with numbers here on a rush. Stang in over the line, drops it for Lucius. Lucius slides it over to Kulemans. Kulemans with a wrist shot that seals over top of the cage and off the glass. Lakers able to clear the zone and send it all the way down to Jared Moe.
And the Badgers are on a power play. That's why there were those wholesale changes, and the Badgers had odd man advantage coming into the zone.
Unforced error there by Caulfield. Turns it over. The Badgers will have to regroup A little slow in their own zone here to get organized. Kuhlman's in front of his own net. Takes the pass from DeSaint Fall, and now Kuhlman's will crank it up out of his own zone as the Lakers finish a change. Now the Badgers had a 4-on-2 rush a moment ago that ended with that Kuhlman's wrist shot going over top of the net. Lakers control it in their own zone, play it off the near boards, a chance to clear and get it out. They do just that as Fagini sends it out to center ice.
Back to 5-on-5, by the way.
5-on-5 we are. 2-0 still our score. Badgers on top, and 5 minutes remaining in the second period. DeSaint Fall whacks at it, tries to get it out of the zone, can't clear it. It's kept in. Long shot, pad Ooh. Save made by Jared Moe, denying Jordan Fagini again. Puck squirts loose towards the slot, bouncing around, nobody control it. Hits the chest area of Anthony Kerr, who then races after the far boards and clears the zone. Here comes Jugnauth, loses it off his stick, and an unforced error. And luckily for the Badgers, Lake Superior State had numbers, but as Genowine brought it in, they were offside. Jugnauth with a head of steam, was heading for the offensive end, and then just turned it over, giving the Lakers a 2-on-1 opportunity.
Deja vu all over again. I guess that is the best way to put it. No, he's a very good offensive defenseman, but I know he had his head up and just fumbled the puck.
It's like that receiver that's wide open on one of those passes on the flat that's turning to run before he catches it. Need to have that full control of it before you can get upfield. That's the most important part. And he didn't there, and luckily for the Badgers, the Lakers were offside. Wisconsin wins the draw again, dumps it into the offensive zone. Around the boards it comes, held by Lotch at the point. He'll play it off the back wall behind the net. Puck bouncing around, Mersch whacks at it, chops at it, keeps it in the zone. It'll squirt to the near side where the Lakers finally get control of it. Roy tries to play it out to center ice and does steer it out there. Willits will try to dump it in deep. They have to touch back up and get under the late offside call as he partially fanned on it, and it hit a skate. Lotch into the offensive zone along the near boards. Puts on the brakes, throws it back, but it hit a skate, and so it goes well wide of Mersch, who will now have to race back into his own zone to get it. Dominic Mersch, the Badgers captain, plays it off the back wall. Lakers in the middle of change. That allows Malmquist to accept the pass and race ahead at center ice. Liam Malmquist in over the line. Lets a wrist shot go that goes wide of the net off the backboards. Mersch keeps it in along the near boards. It'll squirt loose to the line and a chance for the Lakers to clear it out. They do just that. And in fact, they get a breakaway chance and a shot. Jared Moe with a glove save as he puts the big right paw out to deny Logan Genowine. Another miscue for the Badgers defender at their own blue line and then retreating into the neutral zone allows Genowine to get in and the big left-hander fires it, but Jared Moe, equal to the task, makes the glove save.
One of those gentlemen, Genowine being the one that we just mentioned, again, turnover between the two defensemen, poke the puck free, take the man, not the puck, gentlemen. That's all I have to tell you as a defenseman. You should be able to do that. But great save by Moe. Genowine, one of those kids that we saw a couple years ago when he was playing at Arizona State.
Hard to keep track of the guys. Now, you know the names, sound familiar. Like, wait a minute, didn't I see you at some other school recently? It's true in most sports, and hockey no different, that's for sure right now, with the transfer portal age. Badgers get in the offensive zone. Kuhlman's in deep, has it taken off his stick, bounces around in the slot. Finally, the Lakers are able to control it as Brian Huggins gets it out to center ice, but no, right at the Badger bench, it's denied, and so they'll go back for an offensive zone faceoff with 3:08 to go in the second.
Did you see how that happened?
I didn't see exactly how it happened at the Badger bench there.
He went to tip it, and Ben Garrett just stuck up his stick or his glove and caught it and threw it back down onto the ice.
That being the Badgers' third netminder that is over the boards in the bench. And in fact, they're joking with him right now, but hey, you got to turn a little bit your shoulder and get away from the puck there.
Well, Nate Lapointe just thanked him.
Yeah, he probably saved Nate Lapointe.
Exactly.
He's got the hands on the sticks over there right now, ready in case somebody breaks their twig out on the ice. Badgers keep it in the zone, try to get a centering pass to Stang. Doesn't reach him, however. He got to center ice. Shea Donovan out there for the Badgers. Plays it back into the offensive zone. Donovan seeing some time. Forward defenseman, whatever it'll get him on the ice, Shea will take it, that's for sure. And here's a sharp angle shot by Donovan, put right on net. Save is made by Langenegger, and the Badgers will get an offensive zone faceoff with now 2:40 to go and still leading 2-0.
You know, when you pronounce the goaltender's name, it sounds like you stutter.
It's a lot of E's and N's and G's, let me tell you that. If you're playing Wheel of Fortune and you go G, you get three of them. You go E, I'm going to buy a vowel. You get three of those too.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of N's for your service. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Up by a pair, looking to try to add to it. Lindmark wins another draw for Wisconsin. Gorniak controls. He'll hustle it down below the goal line and race it around that to the far side. Little backhand drop pass to the defenseman. Dexheimer cuts towards the net. Has it knock off his stick. Percelli with it now for the Lakers. A chance to clear, and he does muscle it over the line where Lotch has it. He'll play it to Dexheimer. Dexheimer looking, gets it back to Lotch. Lotch ahead to Gorniak, in over the offensive blue line. He'll lob it softly below the goal line. The Badgers try to go work on the forecheck. A turnover. Bantle has a man, gets Lotch. His wrist shot is blocked out front by the Lakers. Three Laker players diving for it, trying to get to it after the turnover when Bantle found his man in the high slot.
That's a good sacrifice by Lake Superior.
Here comes Percelli accepting the long lead pass. Brings it in on the attack. Good work by LeMaster. Disrupts the action. Doesn't let him get a shot off. Lakers with a pass back towards the point. That's picked off by Lucius. Lucius looking for an opening. Tried to feather it to Bantle. Wasn't enough of space there to get that one. And a turnover allows Huggins to play it away for the Lakers. They work it through into center ice. Boudon in on the attack. His pass off the stick of Westcott. He's knocked down on top of the puck. Badgers help it ahead and try to clear the zone, but DeSaint Fall has it roll off his stick. Kept into the zone by the Lakers. Brett Rolson. Lucius with a long lead pass, trying to get it to Caulfield all the way at the other end of the ice, and Brock was diving for it, but it was beyond his reach. And so an icing call here on the Badgers with now just a minute 18 to go in the second period, leading it 2-0.
Just a little bit more accurate as we see Corson Kuhlemans making his way off the ice, headed for the locker room.
Badger fans, Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Face off to the left of Jared Moe, as Ian mentioned, Kuhlemans heading to the locker room early here with 1:18 to go, and we'll have to keep an eye on that when the teams return for period number three. He was the most outstanding defensive player a year ago. Lakers control off the draw. Wrist shot is deflected and goes well wide in the net. Along the near boards, still controlled by Rollison. He'll play it to the point. There's a broken stick right at the blue line. Of course, the puck is probably going to find it about five times on this shift because that's usually what happens. Shot from the point is deflected and goes wide in the net. Final minute of the period. Rollison tries a centering pass. That's denied. It's played along the boards to Lucius. He'll backhand and a nice pass finds Caulfield. Badgers on the rush. St. Paul streaking down the middle. Caulfield puts on the brakes, waiting for some help. Plays it off the boards to Lucius. Lucius trying to avoid a check, but he's pinned up against the wall by Bankston. Lucius loses his glove. He's got to pick that up as the clock winds down here in the final 35 seconds of the opening period. Genawine will play it just over the line to Huggins. Huggins tried to dump it in the Badger zone, couldn't do so. Here comes Malmquist with a head of steam the other way. Puts on the brakes. He's got a man with him. That's Newton. Plays it down below the goal line. Newton ties up his man. Puck is stuck in their skates. A couple of players close by for each team watching it. Mersch trying to dig it loose. Can't do so. It's still tied up in the skates. It comes finally loose off the back of the cage and up on top of the netting, and that'll bring a stoppage of play. We owe our seconds across the Badger Radio Network. A legal ID, 10 seconds on the Badger Radio Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers leading Lake Superior State 2-0 with just 10.3 remaining in the second period. Sam Stang to take the offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. He's got Erdahl back where with him, trying to pull it back to him. He does so. Erdahl with a wrist shot through traffic that hits bodies and deflects wide of the net. Vorlicki pinching in, keeps it in, takes it behind the net, looking up front to the near side. Vorlicki, a centering pass that hits somebody out front and went towards the net, and Langenegger made the save, and finally the horn sounds, ending period number two. And it was a good one for the Badgers. They turn on the red light twice and will head to the locker room with 20 minutes of regulation play to go, and they lead it 2-0. Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Our second intermission report coming your way next from Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee, where the Badgers lead Lake Superior State 2-0 in this semifinal of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
For the Badgers in that second period, it was Brock Caulfield's seventh of the season, and Carson Bantle, a power play goal, his third.